To know where you're going, you have to know where you've been. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Law from the Art of Storytelling, Tales by Law. And this is not a What's Your Story episode. This is just me and you and this, whatever this may be. Welcome back. This is the last episode of 2018. So let's give ourselves a round of applause for making it this far. 2018 could have been good, could have been bad, but we have made it through. We are in the final stretch. Honestly, don't know what I feel about 2018 yet still. I don't know that it was an exceptionally awesome, incredibly good year, but I will not say that it has been by far my worst year. I've been trying to make a video on this for the longest, but I feel like it only works with more elements than I can give currently, and I'll explain. So I've had this idea of doing an episode called Now and Then, where to kind of reflect and look back at all of, you know, what I've been up to and how I've gotten to this point, and I keep like struggling with that for whatever reason. So I grew up in New York, Bronx, New York to be specific. I was born and raised in the in the apartment that I am currently living in. Kind of have to come full circle sometimes, and I think that's what life has granted me. And you have to know to appreciate the humor and everything, if you will. You know, I started off, you know, bunch of brothers and sisters. Started off with three sisters and a little brother, but that wasn't always the case because I am the middle child of five, my younger sister being 7 years younger than me, and my little brother being 23 years younger than me. So starting off, you know, typical stuff, went to, you know, school up the block. I went to St. Simon's Stock Catholic school from kindergarten to eighth grade. We're not gonna get into the preschool, that was also around the way. From an early age, I was determined that I was gonna go to Cardinal Hayes, like my father and my brother-in-law, Jesse. And I was just like, yeah, Cardinal Hayes. Funny random story, I could have actually gotten into a specialized school. I took the practice test for it and I passed, and my assistant principal actually got mad at me for it. He was like, next time just try, you never know. And I kind of, you know, I was the kid who had a lot of potential but never really pushed himself. That was always the case. I always got like improvement needed kind of thing. All in all, I did set out to go to Hayes and I went to Cardinal Hayes. Do I regret going there? I don't know if regret is the word, but if I could do it over, I would. Now, the reason why I say I don't regret is because a lot of my actions or where I've been inevitably has led me down the path to where I am now. And I would say, follow your path. So who knows what would have happened had I not gone to Hayes, or I transferred out like I wanted to, or, you know, what have you. But yeah, 4 years at Hayes. I started working after school programs, summer camps. You know, I was at a camp for forever. I spent from the time I was about 5 to 19 there, going through various sports programs, after school, weekend activities, summer camps and day camps and what have yous. Working there and eventually leaving when I was 19. And when I left, I didn't think that I would still be in the field that I was in. I kind of just left and didn't really have a plan. I just knew that that place wasn't for me anymore. I kind of grew out of it, or it grew out of me, whatever the case. So lo and behold, you know, I get a call from my buddies who turned down a position for a better position. And now they had a vacancy, and he knew that I worked with children, and he offered me a job at my college, which was at the time Purchase. I skipped ahead. I graduated Hayes, and I went to Bronx Community for like 3 semesters. I honestly don't remember the 3rd semester because I dropped out miserably. I'll leave it at that. Completed a semester at Purchase. I was trying really hard to go there, and I missed the deadline for the Writing Conservatory. I missed it barely. I forgot what professor saw my work and liked it, but they just said that I just barely missed it by like a week or something. And the next period for it was like next year. So I was like, you know what? Maybe it just wasn't meant to be. That summer, started working at on campus, at a summer camp. I also got certified that year as a lifeguard. I didn't know it at the time, like kids and education and sports and the swimming aspect all throughout my life have like traveled with me. Like, I don't think I could ever shake them. So I got certified as a lifeguard, started working at my first job, or technically my second job outside of MCC. And I worked at a pool in the building where my mom worked at. They actually offered me the job when I was like 14, I want to say, but I just wasn't certified at the time. And they said, when you get certified, come on back, and you got the job. So I did that. I came back and they offered me like, I think a sub shift. Like, I, you know, come in rotations and what have you. Eventually I became the weekend guy, and from the weekend guy I became the full-time night guy. I was also working the after school there. I was also teaching swim lessons, helping with the cafe, with any events that they were doing, a whole number of things, occasionally working front desk and what have you. I left that place thinking that I never wanted to do aquatics again. Like, it just wasn't for me. The truth be told was I didn't have the right type of support from my boss that I needed. It wasn't a very healthy and conducive growing environment for me. So I left. I found a job with my then best friend, Jason, who was then working at Fossil. I was like, dude, I don't work retail. Like, I've never sold something a day in my life, short of like a fundraiser, which is hardly selling anything. Got the job, got a pretty decent like pay for it. Worked there for like 2.5 years, and within like the first summer after I got there, I must have gotten there in September. And the summer right after that, I got a phone call that said, hey, I don't know if you're still, you know, doing aquatics, or if you're still certified, if you're still teaching, but a summer camp needs a guard / like instructor. Would you be interested? And I couldn't help shake. And it was obvious whenever a kid came into the store that, like, you know, kids gravitate towards me, I gravitate towards them. Like, we peoples, like, I think munchkins are, like, the key to the future. They are. They're amazing. They usually have a really good insight to a person without even, like, knowing them for more than a few seconds. So, I don't know. Like, I just, you know, I've been an uncle since I was 10 years old, and I've been a godfather. I think I'm on my second godchild, almost my third. I know who you are, and you know who you are. So, yeah, I took the job and realized that it wasn't really me not liking aquatics and not liking teaching. I like teaching. I like working with kids and what have you. It was just the environment that I was in. Lo and behold, Fossil, you know, between Fossil, you know, picking up a new job now, a second job where I am working, again, the weekend shift. I was doing, you know, the lifeguard stuff from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So Friday nights, Saturday, Sunday mornings, I was doing that. You know, at this time, in my head, I left school now for about 4 years, maybe, and didn't think I would be going back. It was always in the back of my head to go back, but I didn't know why. And I felt like when I did figure it out, I would go, but I needed a good enough reason to keep me in the classroom. Otherwise, I felt like I was just kind of wasting everyone's money and time. So yeah, I built a little bit of a swim career, started getting certified in a bunch of, you know, fields and areas within aquatics, got offered a bunch of manager positions, this, that, and what have yous. I left Fossil, ended up working for another job at the Y, and stayed there for like 2 years, got promoted there, which was awesome. But then ultimately I left there too. And you know, as a kid, I stuck with things so much. Like, I didn't like the idea of quitting, especially, you know, letting someone down and, you know, feeling obligated. Like, I hate feeling obligated to someone, because then, you know, what if I mess up? What if I don't live up to that expectation? So one of my parents, of one of my students, she knew before I quit, like, that I was gonna quit. She, like, looked at me and, like, she was just like, you just look like the type of man who is done with everything. And I was like, oh snap. Like, I don't often wear my expressions on my exterior. I can, and I am known to, but often, you know, especially for work, I keep super professional. But a few times it'll slip. Actually, a few of my kids on some instances have seen me in a certain way, and then just like, Lawrence, what's wrong? And I didn't even know that I was like showing that I was like sad or upset and what have you. Maybe I was just in like a blank stare. So yeah, I built up a swim career. Here I am full time. I got like the job that I wanted. But I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy where I was. And I was just like, yo, what's going on? All the while, I'm with someone. We've been together at this time, I think, maybe two years, 2.5 years, something like that, ballparking. And there's so much, like, happening. And I was like, yo, I think I'm quitting. She's like, what are you going to do? I'm like, I had more joy with swimming as an instructor than I do with anything else. Like, I love to teach. I love the freedom of having my own schedule and, you know, really getting to handpick my own kids and classes. And I was taking a huge leap because I was financially, quote unquote, secure. I had benefits and a whole bunch of other things, but I knew this was the right choice. Because what good are benefits if you can't use them? What good is, you know, all this time if it feels like you're wasting it? What good is not being able to do what makes you happy at the end of the day? So took some time off. Maybe I think this was like April. Took a few weeks off, started building up some clientele. I want to say that lasted until, this is April, to like January of the next year, more or less. Lots of work was being done. And at this point, you know, I had lived everywhere from Parkchester to Harlem to Lower East Side, and now I'm back here. This is not my first committed relationship by any means, but it's probably one of my longest at the to date, and you know, things were pretty serious. And I want to say we're now getting to the point of 2014. I want to say, yeah, 2014, about March, we split up, and that year is kind of one of, like, things falling apart while being built, and trying to keep myself above water. I'm basically sharing all this to let you guys know, like, there's, when you look at things, you know, from a certain state in your life, maybe in the moment, it doesn't make sense, but looking back on it, it really does. In my heart, at the time, absolutely in love with the girl. However, right now, and even then, I knew that it was for the right reason. I wouldn't be where I am today if we were still together. I know that for a fact. You can put any amount of, like, absurd amount of money in front of me, and I would tell you, so I'm blue in the face, that we were together, I would not be on this podcast talking to you guys right now. And you know, I had a bit of ups and downs. I, you know, threw myself into work. My buddy Drew started taking me to Comic Cons. I had people passing away. You know, my uncle passed away that year. That was kind of rough. You know, just a number of things. At the end of that year, though, I went to Comic-Con 2014 NYCC, and I look into like the sea of people, and I just knew that this is what I wanted to do. This is what I wanted to be a part of. Now, at this point, I have been certified for 7 years, and I have built a 7-year swim career. I know most of the people in the industry, and I can put my resume and pretty much get almost any job that I want within certain parameters that don't require a bachelor's degree. But even now, bachelor's degrees don't always outweigh the experience that I've received by just working for all these years and you know, getting a number of certifications. And I kind of just knew, like, I've never, you know, really, you know, aside from, you know, the few cons that I went to and the events, I didn't really know this world. I knew that I wanted to be a part of it, but I had no idea what went into this world. And I don't know that I knew at the time what it had in store for me. So I just put it out there into the universe, and the universe was like, oh, welcome to the party. I've been waiting for you. I hope I'm just not rambling. I hope this is like making like a cohesive amount of sense to you guys. But yeah, I lo and behold, met Hutch. If you guys listened to the last episode or two, we met as a result of going to a Comic-Con, or going to a con that we almost didn't go to and we almost never met. To be fair, he was at near NYCC the first time I was at NYCC in 2011, which goes to show like how many degrees of separation. I've still been working on my swim career at the time. I was going back to school. I was, shuffling a lot, between school, between work, between trying to have my own place with roommates and stuff, and juggle the internal struggles of depression and, anxiety, and trying to build new relationships with friends and family, and trying to make amends with friends and family and what have you. The next 2 years after that were a bit rough. 2015, I think I cried the most I've ever cried. I think I spent the most time in black and in funeral homes than I cared to be in. And it wasn't all bad, but it just, there wasn't as much good that outweighed the bad. And not, not to be depressing or anything, but it just, it wasn't that kind of year. 2016 was a little bit better. 2016, everything seemed to be a little more balanced, where I put it out there. I was like, I don't want a really good year and I don't want a really bad year. I just want it to be balanced. I just want to feel like I can kind of catch my breath, And, I, at this time, I quit school. I quit school because I knew somewhere in my heart that school wasn't for me. I love to learn and I love education, but I don't think that school is for everyone, and I don't think that the current system for school is necessarily the right one. I believe it's doing more harm than good for some, if not most, of the kids who are in school now. Which is ultimately why I also changed career paths and changed my major. I majored in early childhood education, and then I changed it to creative writing, and then changed it to recreation education. But ultimately, I felt like school wasn't where I needed to be. Not discouraging anyone who is in school or is aspiring to be in school and loves learning. Some people it works, some people it doesn't. It's just how it is. But I think I'm more a student of life than anything else. And this year, or these past few years rather, have taught me that. I've been able to travel more than I used to. I used to work obsessively. Before when I was working at Fossil, I was doing almost two or three jobs at a time. So I was working Fossil in the morning, then working nighttime, at a pool, and then the weekends I'll be doing Fossil in the morning, or the pool in the morning and Fossil in the afternoon, and then the late evenings I'd be doing a catering job or something. I was just trying to make it work, but I was losing out on time spent with family and friends, and it hurt. I remember a Christmas where I wasn't thought to be invited because they assumed that I would be working. And I was like, yo, am I working that much? Is it that serious? And it was, and kind of always stuck with me. So I tried to make it a point to not be so, I don't think confined is the word, dependent on work and schedule. You know, granted, we need to eat, we need to pay bills, we need to do this X, Y, and Z, bop, 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 as Hutch would say. But at the end of the day, I think we should try to make the most of what we got and try to keep a good balance of things if we can. You know, sometimes the balance isn't every day and it's not, you know, a continuing thing. Sometimes you gotta go through the storm to get through to the, you know, clear skies. It's gonna be rough water, it's gonna be, you know, pouring down rain, choppy, it's just everything, you know. If you look at it that way, eventually the storm ends. Eventually you can just sit and relax. Now, will the storm come back? Not necessarily that storm, but there was always storms on the horizon. It's just kind of preparing yourself each time, you know, learning each time, taking a lesson with you. The reason why I'm doing like this much reflection, why I'm sharing so much with you guys, is because I used to like have a plan. Like people would be like, "Hey, yo, Law, what's your, you know, 5-year plan or 10-year plan?" And this. And life has been so funny that almost every plan that I've ever made has fallen apart. Not always immediately, but eventually. And I think it's not so much that you shouldn't plan. I think you should plan, but be prepared for anything. Always have a contingency plan, always be flexible to go with the flow of change. Nothing's ever a given. Like, nothing's ever gonna always happen. Life always finds a way of either, you know, giving your wildest dreams or not. And you can't invest so much in the fact that if you didn't get that, you know, that's the end of your story. You know, sometimes a breakup, sometimes the job of your dream, sometimes this, like anything that can happen, whatever decision you make as a result of it can take you to a different path and can like open up so many, you know, doors and possibilities that you don't always necessarily need to be so tried and true on that one particular path. And, you know, props to you if you are that type of person who will see it through to the end. Go for it. I believe in you, and I hope you know I wish you the best. I guess I'm a cynic in that way, that I know that it's not always the case, and that's okay. I think it's okay for plans to change, for you know, people to change, for people to grow and grow out of friendships and relationships, and for your passions to change, your hobbies. How many of you guys knew that I used to do magic back in the day, or did poetry, or parkour, or skateboarded? You know, these are all things I used to do, and I still do them every once in a while, but you guys probably know me now as a photographer, videographer, a media guy, a, you know, sketch guy, whatever the case may be. Most of you guys may know me as just an artist. The things that happened prior don't take away from what's happening now. They are all things that help shape who I am now. Would I change them? No. They're just things that, you know, were necessary for the law of 2005 or 2003 or 2001 and what have you, and go back further and further and further. I'm looking towards a very busy, productive, and Collaborative 2019. Got a bunch of projects on the horizon. I am currently working with Tommy, Hutch, Sebastian, a couple of other guys from the team on a number of different projects. I'm currently working on a schedule so that I will be producing content on not only the podcast, but also my YouTube channel and my Instagram feed and social media platforms as well on more of a regular, at least consistent basis. Fingers crossed that that is the case. I will be traveling a lot more next year. Next year I have at least one destination or event that I will be doing once a month, almost every month at this time. I know I've been through a lot. It may not sound like it. I may not have given you the full details. I don't even know how long this is right now. But would I change it? No. The most I can do is make sure that I learned my lessons from the bad. I cherish the good and the bad. And I learned enough to make sure that whatever path I'm on now, make sure, you know, it's the one that makes me the happiest. At the end of the day, it's all about you. Make sure you tie your shoelaces so you don't trip and fall, unless you end up tripping and falling anyways, which happens. But at least you can do something to kind of prevent that from happening. Your path leads you to many different paths. Sometimes you can take an alternate route and still end up to the same destination. So if you feel like you get bumped off course, it may not always be the case that you're completely off course. You're just taking a scenic route. Okay? I think that's it for now. I think this is more or less what I wanted to get across. Just some reflection and some talking to you guys. All this off the cuff and from the heart. I wish you guys a very happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah just passed, I believe. Happy New Year. And I will see you, or you'll hear from me, in 2019. Be sure to look out for projects coming out soon. I will be announcing them probably on my Instagram and or Twitter very soon. And yeah, I think that's it. Oh, I will be doing more like episodes of What's Your Story? I have people in mind, but if you are one of those people who are listening who feel like you should be on What's Your Story and you know me personally and you're like, yo, Law, like, what's good? Why am I not on the podcast? Let me know. We'll set something up and we'll make it happen. All right. As always, I love you guys. Thank you for following me on this path and this journey and this ride. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. Again, much love to you. I thank you. As always, follow your path. Peace.